Today we get to talk to, I'm so excited about this, to Dr. Melissa Mork, who is a PhD in psychology at the University of Northwestern St. Paul.
What is the importance of rest? Melissa, can you help us with that?
Okay, so I don't even know where to start. But first, let's just underscore the fact that it is one of the top 10 commandments that we are given, right? We're told not to kill, steal, cheat on our spouses, and take a day of rest. So it's a bit of a big deal, and we kind of skip over that one and pretend like, he didn't really mean me because I'm kind of busy.
Right.
But God took a day of rest and commanded that we take a day of rest, and there are so many reasons that research is supporting as to why we need to take times of rest. Now, sometimes it's not feasible to take an entire day. I mean, we've got people who are in ministry, who are on the worship team, or who are parenting very hard or have to support their families.
Right.
So it's important that we take moments of rest, intentional, not just going on Facebook, not just vegging out in front of ESPN, but actual intentional rest, because it is so critically important.
Why is it important to rest?
It's important because it gives us margin to manage all of the stressors in our lives. It helps us recover. It helps our brain recover. It helps our bodies recover. I mean, if you're doing a hard workout, you need to take moments of rest to allow the muscles to recover. So rest allows for recovery, but it also provides some resilience for upcoming stress. It helps us build in resilience and margin emotionally, psychologically, relationally, physically. Rest provides all of this ability to manage the stresses that we are going to have endured and will be enduring in the coming day. And so it provides margin for us, first and foremost.
How do you kind of figure out what kind of rest is right for you?
We tap into what our bodies crave and what our minds crave. Because, for example, the other day I was talking to somebody and, I'm up in Minnesota where it is currently just freezing. And we just came through a snowstorm.
Oh,
and she asked me,
right.
She's like, what's your favorite outdoor winter activity? And I said, running from the car into the house. That is the only activity I want to do.
I'm with you on that one.
Yes. But she said, I just want to be outside all the time, and I want to sled and ski and snowshoe. And to me, that sounds like insanity. So we have to tap into what we personally crave as far as our own recovery. For me, my spiritual discipline is solitude. I crave time alone. I rest when I am by myself. I require silence. I require, just being alone, not interrupted. Whereas others they gain their energy from being around people, even if they don't know those people. They love being in the middle of the grocery store or going to the mall or just being surrounded by people. So we have to tap into whatever it is that our bodies and our minds crave. And it's usually been consistent in us. This is what we craved when we were children and when we were teens, and we need to kind of tap into the ways that we have found we were most restored historically and continue to do more of that.